Welcome back to Texans Huddle. The less I say, the better, because this is Mark's thing.
Dear Drew, presented by the Texas Lottery, play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today.
Hey, Juanita, how you doing? That's it. That's a lot.
Doug Emerson says, Dear Drew, what do you think the Texans should do to turn things around before the season gets away from them? Well, just get A.C. Slater in here. No, seriously, Doug, just remain calm. There's nothing that a win can't fix. And why can't the Texans win on Sunday? I'm calling my shot. It's going to happen. Texans going to be 1-2 when the weekend's over. Leo Benitez has this. Dear Drew, why do you do this to yourself? I believe Grimes was the one playing the piano in Hard Knocks, but who has the pipes? Bagpipes? Steel pipes? Vandermeer's pipes? Jay Ogden asks, Dear Drew, would the Texans ever sign Tim Tebow for QB? Joe Cardner has a really good question, and it's so good that Joe, you're going to get some Texas Lottery scratch-offs. Joe asks, has the coaching staff considered utilizing Jay Prosh as an H-back or third tight end? Listen, I'm sure Prosh is going to get his chances, maybe not necessarily to play tight end, but to get the football a little bit more than he did as a rookie in 2014. Watch out for Prosh, for sure. So you watch out, and you make sure you email right here to get some of these scratch-offs. And congratulations, Broseph. Jorge Rhino has this. Dear Drew, is it true that if you don't use it, you lose it? Come on, Jorge. I think that's like a rhetorical question. In which case, you got me, because you're not supposed to answer rhetorical questions. Brian Shirk, Dear Drew, what kind of shampoo do you use? Oh, 2-in-1. Knock out the time, but still get the conditioning, you know?
Shampoo is better!
Hey, rest easy. We got AC Slater in town. We got a win coming. It's all good, baby.
Our little Drew. Well, yes. Let's get on a serious note, because there's nothing funny about being 0-2, no. And hopefully the Houston Texans can win this game against the Bucks, be possibly in a tie for first place.
That's right.
It's all very rosy still,
Thank you, Patty.
On the glasses
you're
looking
through. That's being Professor Positive, and me being the Norman Vincent Peale of Sports Talk Radio will remind you, yes, if the Texans win on Sunday, they could possibly be in a four-way tie for first place. Now, no one is going to throw a parade over that, but considering how things have been so far, you'll certainly take it. And the Buccaneers are no easy opponent. You might have looked at this game on the schedule before the season started and said, wait, they had the number one pick in the draft. This might be an easier one. Well, they just beat the Saints at the Superdome. Very tough environment to play. And I think that they're not going to be scared of NRG Stadium. Doesn't mean the fans can be quiet. You got to get that home field advantage cooking. But the Texans really need to put it all together, get that run blocking going, get the running game going, and have a chance to beat the Bucs.
Yeah, it's interesting because you mentioned facing Jameis Winston, a first overall pick, the third time in a row, third game in a row that we face it. Cam Newton, of course, and Alex Smith, kind of a little bit of a strange oddity.
It is an oddity. And then you get Matt Ryan, number 3 overall pick with Atlanta. And then you get Andrew Luck, another number 1 guy. In fact, in the first 8 games, I think the average draft position of the quarterbacks you're facing is somewhere between 2 and 3, with a lot of number 1 overall picks there. But look, no one's singing the blues for the Houston Texans. They got to take care of business themselves.
And they will be taking care of business, of course, like we talked about with Ryan Mallett, on the turf field for the first time here at NRG. Clearly, they've played on turf before. Not like it's any secret. They joke around. They don't care if they play in a parking lot. But it is just a different element to this.
Well, I think it's just going to look different, because we've never seen this for a Texans game at NRG Stadium. They use this field for the Advocare V100 Texas Bowl and the ATK, the Advocare Texas Kickoff, and all of that, some of the high school events. But this is the first time the Texans are using it. I don't think it's a factor. Bill O'Brien said he's not going to practice on it. It does make things more convenient for the walkthroughs when they do them in the stadium. We'll see how it plays out. Look, I think the most important thing is run the football, get that defense firing, maybe get a lead, you know, that kind of thing, so you can go after the quarterback. Let's see how it works out.
All right, are we expecting to see at this point Arian Foster?
I don't think so.
Don't think so?
No.
All right, well, we will be down there on that turf for Texans Countdown Live at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, and then be sure to flip right on over here to Fox Sports Southwest for Texans Wrap Live, where we are hopefully wrapping up the first victory of the season for the Houston Texans. Have a great week, everyone.